Blog Talk Radio.
In the mix. We're online.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Oh my God.
I know you're gonna dig this.
What's happening, everybody? Oh, what a first time for everything. Is that Lizzie Liz in the background trying to get high? What is going on? Trying to switch it up on me today.
Terrence, you always the one being loud, so I thought it would make my time.
Hey, I'm glad it ain't me today. I'm just glad for once it ain't me. Hey, look, I'm tired of acting a fool, acting a damn fool. Look, I'm chilling. I've been chilling, so this is good. This is a whole new side of you I ain't never seen.
Oh, really? We don't want to talk about that, but it's okay.
Oh, come on now. Stop.
We'll leave that alone.
Don't come. Whatever.
All right, let's hop into this, because I'm actually cooking at the current moment, so I'm ready to eat. So let's go ahead and get pizza.
Where was you? You said you going to cook, ain't going to bring nothing to the studio. You always be selfish. Everybody know that. You know, you selfish. But anyways, speaking of selfish, let's just talk about Drake right now. Drake is killing the Billboard Awards. He just broke the record, literally. Like 3 minutes before the show, this man Drake just broke the most awards for the Billboard. Like I lost count.
That's crazy. So in one show or of like all time combined?
Like all time.
Hmm. Okay. Look at Drake.
That's killing it.
You know what's crazy? I'm surprised. I thought Bruno Mars was gonna like take way more of the awards, but it looks like, you know, Beyonce was holding it down for that R&B category. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm ever know, so.
Oh, y'all yeah. Beehive fans. I mean, all right, let's take a look at this, though. Top song sales artist, Drake, winner. 21 plots. I mean, sorry. Wrong as an artist. My bad. top streaming song artist, Drake. Top R&B artist, Beyonce. Top R&B tour, Beyonce. Top foreign artist, Beyonce. Top rap tour, Drake. Top country tour, Kenny Chesney. What's more, Drake? Top Billboard 200 album, Drake Views. Oh, let's not forget about Kurt Franklin. Top gospel artist, Kurt Franklin.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, we got to throw Kurt in there. You know, yeah, look, Kurt prepared the Lord for a long time.
Mary. Like, it's not even fair, and there's plenty of gospel singers that are amazing. Not to knock Kirk or nothing, but I'm just saying. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. True. I'm not going to name them all. If y'all want to know, see them all. Elizabeth, we will tell them. Follow that social media.
Of course.
Again, follow us on Twitter, In the Mix, _, and Facebook, In the Mix, Online Radio, and IG, In the Mix, _, Online Radio. And you can find it all there.
I have a question, though. Do you think Drake, like, he won off the strength of, like, his most recent album, or do you think his albums before that? Because a lot of people were saying that this one was, like, okay, because it was like, oh, this is stuff I've heard from Drake before.
Well, all right, so what do you mean? Like, you thinking...
But Drake, because, like, a lot of people, his last album, they didn't like it. And I think, honestly, it had to do with the fact that he had so many songs. Like, it literally was a cool almost 26 to 29 songs. I mean, I loved it because I just like Drake. But, I mean, I kind of had to skip through a little bit and listen to it a few times because it was so much. Yeah.
You're right. I forgot about that. Damn sure it did. I mean, I don't know. But it's Drake, though. Drake has such a following. Who's going to top him right now? He has a little bit of pop. Yeah, you know, he raps, you know, he does a little bit of everything. He sings. I mean, he does it all. And that's not even all the awards. That's just a few within like the first hour and a half. So he's won more since then. He's killing
the game. Well, I mean, it's well deserved regardless. So I'm not even, you know, try to take it away from him. He's amazing. But I hope get some more recognition. Bruno's had, let's be honest, what can he get more than that? Bruno has had an amazing year, like, for real.
Bruno, he literally just performed before the show, a minute before the show. In Amsterdam, he's killing it too. He has a concert, I think, in Miami or somewhere in Florida next week. So, hey, y'all get down there. We'll sponsor y'all. I'm lying. We're not sponsoring y'all. Y'all can sponsor us. We broke.
Please. If anybody knows this camp, let us know. That way we can report live. So, put in a good word for us, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, while we're on the topic of music, let's switch the topic a little bit. Well, switch the area we'll be going to. Let's talk about a rapper, you know, a Cali rapper at that, you know, Snoop Double OG, you know, Snoop Dogg. So this guy just dropped the album, as we know. So a couple of days later, he goes to an interview and saying he wants to produce a gospel album. Always has, always wanted to, but he's just been so busy. But the next album he will produce is gospel. He's already been working on it.
I think it's possible. I really do. And I tell you why.
Snoop?
If
gospel?
Yeah.
Snoop and gospel? Kurt, is that mixed?
Listen, no. But Snoop has never been... Okay. It'd be completely different if he was like... His sound was like synonymous to Meek Mill or something. That might be too turnt for gospel. But like Snoop is kind of that cool, smooth, laid-back type of guy. And I mean, if Kirk Franklin and, you know, all these other gospel artists, you know, like Lecrae are able to like merge into hip-hop and R&B and then do it successfully... I feel like Snoop could do it. If he partners with the right people that are in the gospel industry, I think he could do it.
I mean, Snoop, he already reached out to a few people. He reached out to Faith Evans and Charlie Wilson and Jeffrey Osborne.
Ooh, I love Charlie. If he works with Charlie, he's good. He's good. Trust me. Because his voice is insane.
They already said they down. All three of them are down.
That's awesome. Oh, I can't wait to see it. Snoop, man, let me tell you, he finds a way somehow to keep his name, like, circulating. But I think he's just, like, at the same time, highly respected. So even if he's not dropping an album, like, every year, he's kind of just earned, like, his name in the game. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of can't do any wrong. I mean, unless he kind of came out with something real bizarre. Like, remember when, I think it was... what is his name? And he came out with that song talking about some, let me show you how that pussy works. I don't know.
What song was that? When would that come out? How long ago was that?
Was it Brian McKnight? I think it was Brian McKnight, if I'm not mistaken. And he just randomly dropped the song. Everybody was like, what the hell is going on? Like, you just can't do random stuff and then try to be funny and think everybody's like, oh, okay, yeah, this is fire. No. So, if he goes about it the right way, I think it's cool. And then, honestly, let's be honest. Sometimes you need those hip-hop artists to kind of be the segue or merge, you know, us between turning up, but then also, like, kind of getting right and focusing on, you know, what's really important. And, I mean, that's why we always have our, like, you know, socially conscious rappers who keep us grounded and remind us what's going on in the world around us. Because, I mean, every day is not a turn-up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Every day is not a turn-up. But I just can't picture Snoop, man. Snoop has been always that cool, laid-back, like a cool uncle at a cookout or something. It always has, you know, cup in his hand. It's like, yo, I don't know. I can't see it. But if he does it, hey, I hope he shut me up. Hey, I'm going to listen to it regardless. I'm going to see what he's talking about. But I just can't see Snoop smoking. He got to put down the L first before he rap any gospel. That's sacrilegious.
But see, I don't think he will be ignorant to be like, oh, I'm going to smoke in the music video. Like, you never know. It depends on the angle he's trying to do it. Because maybe he'll show his lifestyle and where he grew up and then have, you know, the gospel music going with it to show people of what he goes through, you know? Because they do that in gospel all the time. Like, they'll show, like, people going through something and then kind of shows at the end the light at the end of the tunnel. So you never know. I have faith in you. I don't know.
Solid point. So, you got me there. But how about this one? How about this? Can you tell me why these kids... Well, people walked out on his commencement speech. Like, the students that have faith in Mike Pence speech. What's up with that? Why they walk out? What's going on? Give me here.
I would have left too. Mike Pence called himself doing a speech. And I don't even know, honestly. I feel like they're reaching. They keep trying to do this thing where they're
having politicians come speak at graduations. But it's different when you have politicians who have done nothing but try to divide us instead of unite us. It's not the same thing as asking, you know, Michelle Obama or something like that to come speak at a school. It's completely different. So a lot of, you know, schools are choosing to look to them to speak to the students, but the students don't want to hear it. And so a lot of people are getting up and walking out because, first of all, let's be honest, graduations are super long and people already don't want to be there. And then you're going to have somebody speaking to me who basically probably, if say, for example, if I was, you know, a Muslim or something like that, you want me to listen to somebody who was already trying to kick me out of the country or, you know, from if I'm Syrian and, you know, you barely even wanted me here and you want me to sit here and listen to your speech when I know as soon as you leave off the stage, you're going to go do something else. I think not. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
I think it's nice that they're not interrupting him. Like, you never want to cause a scene, but I feel like if you don't want to, I don't think it's anything wrong with you getting up and leaving, because they did it last week to the head of basically education. So, I mean, I don't feel like they have to sit there and listen to it. It's not a class. So if you don't agree with it, I'll get up and walk too.
So do you think this will become a new thing across the country where people, if they don't like the commencement speaker, they just get up and walk out?
I think it depends on who the speaker is. Like, if it's people of that nature who have really just been so kind of, like, anti the world or anti the U.S. kind of thing, and they don't want to unite us with different cultures and races, you're going to keep having that happen. And it's just like when they had that huge women's march, like, that's probably the hugest, like, march we've had ever for, like, women in general. And I think they're making a point of you can't just do whatever you want and then think you're going to have us to back you up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one thing where if you keep encouraging or making people feel like it's okay to bash us on your off time or whenever you're doing your, you know, political campaigns and then try to speak to us like we're friends, no, it don't work like that. Sorry. So I hope it continues, because then at a certain point, you're going to have to realize you can't just run the office without the say of the people. You need the people at your, like, whim at some point.
Okay, so do you, like, students should have a say in who they choose could be a commencement speaker? So, like, say the university has, like, three people. They give you three people to choose from, and y'all vote. They're your top two. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that should be a new common thing? I feel like that'd be a good idea, but it doesn't really mean it's going to happen. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, though. It has to be on a person to say yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because honestly, okay, people barely already want to attend. But, like, if you look at, for example, like Howard University, when they had, you know, Barack Obama, like, last year, like, that graduation was crazy. And now, granted, I understand that they necessarily don't want to tell people ahead of time, because say if they do have somebody who is, you know, really influential, they might not be able to hold all the people. Like, for Barack Obama, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people might try to flood in there, and the people who actually want their families to be there might not be able to attend. But I do think people should have an idea of who could possibly come. There's somebody that they're, like, opposed to, or just, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, kind of highly requested. You probably don't have to tell them. But if enough people were to vote for, like, Obama versus, like, a Pence coming, you will see very clearly, like, you don't need to have somebody there that, you know, is kind of against the people, you know?
Well, even then, most graduations, you only get a certain amount of tickets. So it wouldn't matter if they told him Obama was coming. You only get four tickets. So, I mean, you can't really flood the whole thing if you're going to get four tickets.
Okay, for people who have graduated, there's the small graduation, which is for your individual department, and then there's the main graduation where any and everybody could come and they sit up in the stadiums, because those are for the people who couldn't get the individual tickets for their families. Like, I just went to the VCU one, and it wasn't even ticketed. So if you have a certain person there, and it's one of those open to the public and not the individual ones, you could possibly have way too many people.
I guess. You're right. You're right. You got me on that one. You're right.
Long story, I would have left. But, you know, sometimes people have to say something. I feel like so many times we just want to jump on the bandwagon because things are hot and it looks like, you know, culturally that's what, you know, the new thing. But sometimes we can take a stand. Like, to be honest, because I don't know how this Catch Me Outside girl has gotten this far with this.
Lord,
world,
don't get me started.
But she's already apparently going on tour and getting $50,000 per show. Like, how did that happen?
And the thing is, she has two venues booked already, like two major venues at that. I don't know which one it is, but according to TMZ, it's two major venues. And she's not even performing, like, she doesn't rap or nothing, though. She doesn't have her own songs. She's lip syncing and performing songs that she's like her favorite songs. Who's the fool that's paying her $50,000 for a lip sync show? That's basically you singing in the shower.
I don't even get it. At the most, she just needs to do what the rest of these, you know, vixens and girls do, where they just make appearances at different stores or, you know, little events and stuff like that. She obviously can't do clubs because she's too young, so that should already tell you right there. But the point is, a tour, like, I just don't see what you're going to teach me. And you were on Dr. Phil because you needed to be taught. Why am I investing in that?
I don't get it. People love ignorance. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And agreed. They're paying for it. And they know people. I bet you this probably isn't like, I don't know, Texas and like Tennessee or something. Some random place where people are just ignorant.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be completely different if she used this platform to like get better or like, you know, turn her life around and show like, oh, there's, you know, different sides to this, that, and the third. But like, for them to keep encouraging it, it's unfortunate because the whole point is like she's being known for basically trying to instigate like this fight to happen that she was going to be a part of. And, you know, it's like, why are we celebrating that? Like, it's just, I feel like we need to be consistent on what we praise and what we don't. Like, we don't want all these politicians like dividing us and trying to take us out of the country, this, that, and the third, but yet we'll encourage a young girl to want to fight somebody. How that work?
I don't know. I just don't get it. I mean, America's already messed up right now anyway. We got Trump for president, so I ain't looking past nobody anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just like, we got to do better as a society. Like, because at the end of the day, she probably is a sweet girl, but if you even look at her mom, like, her mom is kind of, you know, cashing off the fame too. So a lot of the times when people, you know, throw around that term of like, oh, millennials are this and millennials are that, who are they learning from though? Like, we don't just come out the womb already knowing what's going on. We got to learn from somebody.
Right. That, but I don't. Her mom doesn't even discipline her. She said she tried to, but I don't believe that. Cause let that happen in our household, Lindsay. You know your mom would have popped off. My mom would have popped off.
My people would be missing.
Whitney made it outside the door. Would have knocked you back in the last week.
Pretty much. I wouldn't have been here today. Let's put it that way. So, you know, moving on. I won't give her any more attention because obviously she's getting way too much. But, okay, so speaking of people just kind of losing it, Keke Palmer cut all her hair off. You know, for the last few months, I just honestly feel like Keke is really trying to figure out who she wants to be. Like, she just wrote this whole book, you know, basically talking about her past and things she's been through, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I feel like people are reaching so hard to try to define who they are and, like, prove that they're so, you know, okay with themselves that they end up losing themselves in the process. Like, the haircut had nothing to do with, like, oh, because she was trying a new, like, image or this kind of thing. I just really feel like she's going through stuff. Like, have you seen, like, when she's doing these random dance videos to, like, different hip-hop songs? Like, it's just, where, sis, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I mean, y'all females are crazy anyway. Y'all say one thing. We are crazy. I'm 100% saying we are. But, you know, sometimes, you know, y'all just do things because y'all feel like doing it. I'm going to dye my hair purple today. Well, look at you. You tried to dye it purple and it came out pink. I told you. I said we crazy. I didn't say we won't. Okay. Chris Brown.
So don't
Chris
try Brown. To pull out the window.
Look, you know it. I know I got number love for y'all women. But Keke, yeah, okay. Keke, she's speaking for y'all right now. I'm gonna put her in a. She's speaking for all of y'all. If you want, if you want her to speak for you, she not. Oh, well, all right. Well, look, I'm just saying, Keke going cuckoo. That's what she doing. Keke going cuckoo.
She needs that one friend that's just like, girl, you don't need to do all this. Like, and it's sad because. You know what it reminds me of? Like Miley Cyrus. Like, if you notice, when all artists kind of start losing their marbles, they, like, cut their hair off and just do something wild. And it's not like, oh, y'all are trying to go for this, like, Amber Rose look. Like, y'all are just doing anything. Britney Spears shaved off her head. Katy Perry just cut off her hair, and she kind of looked crazy because she was trying to dance with the Migos to her new song, Bon Appetit, and that just looked weird. And then, like, I just, you know, like, this whole hair chopping thing, I'm seeing there's, like, a correlation to crazy. So... hopefully she gets it back together because she was started off nice. You know, she was in a movie with Ice Cube and was playing football, and then she was selling stuff, and now I don't know what's going on. So, Kiki, bring it back to her. Like, get it together, girl. Get it together.
Well, speaking of getting it together, someone, a cute couple, is getting together. Well, rumored a little bit. I mean, your girl, Nikki, posted up a picture with Nas on the gram, and the caption said, "Only kings recognize queens." And it was real close, like hubby dubby close. So you know the baby mama had to step in and say something. And what did she say? She said, I mean, she didn't really say nothing crazy. She just said, "I'm glad he's actually dating women." I guess she thought he was gay. I don't know what's going on with that.
What's going on?
Right. And then you know, someone had a comment on it on that gram. They was like, "You ain't had to do that, man, like that." She was like what? I used to date Nas 19 years old. She said, "I used to date Nas when I was 19 years old. I'm actually glad to see him dating a woman."
Oh.
Mm. She said it twice. So I don't know what's up with Nas. Well, we ain't seen Nas with a woman in a long time.
But I don't get that vibe from him. Do you? I don't.
No, I don't. You know, females can tell better than guys. We talked about this like a show like a month ago. But I don't get that from him. But I never seen him in person. So you know, I don't know how that man can act. He make a put on in front of the cameras.
Honestly, if she didn't say that, it probably wouldn't have crossed my mind. Like, oh, he's probably in the women's blah, blah, blah. I don't know how true this is of them dating. If it is serious, I just hope for this relationship. I mean, I'm no one to tell Nikki, like, whether to put in the public's eye or whatever, but I just feel like it would be better suited for the both of them for it to be on the low, just because, like, Nas is one of those people that he's, like, a OG in the game. You know what I mean? And you don't want your relationship to, like, overshadow everything that you built up. Like, and that's no shade to, like, you know, what happened with Meek Mill and stuff, but, I mean, it's pretty hard, you know, trying to recover from that relationship. And, you know, even Rick Ross spoke to him. We talked about it a while ago, how he was just like, you know, I was just, you know, telling him to watch out. And I don't think he was trying to offend, you know, Nikki or anything of that nature. But Nikki's, you know, pretty heavy hitter in the game. Like, it's not like you don't know who she is. So you just got to be careful because, you know, those relationships, unfortunately, can pretty much be the voice of, like, your career now. You know, look at the people who dated the Kardashians, like,
yeah, I mean, that's true, but just the way she said it, though, like, I'm relieved. I didn't think my baby father still dated women. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I would have to look up to see if anybody else said something like that, because I don't know if she's just being petty or if that's, like, real.
Well,
tough,
I mean, that was the first one, you know, relieved. You still date, you know, my baby father still date women. Then the person was like, "How do you feel about that?" She was like, I feel about what? I was glad to see him dating women. So maybe she knows more than we know. You know, she is his baby mama. So she does come by the house a lot.
Yeah, but let's be clear. Baby mama sometimes, if they don't have a good relationship, sometimes baby mamas can be petty. Let's be all the way honest. So I'm not going to take that and run with it. So,
19 years ago? I don't know. You're right. But 19 years ago?
It depends. For example, Kevin Hart was with his wife, Tori Hart, for a long time, right? And then he ended up cheating, and he admitted to it, and then he moved on with someone else. For the longest, she was bitter and, like, would make it very clear, was even trying to do stand-up, like, you know, talking about him and standing there. Now they have a good relationship, but she was with him for years. And that one incident was enough for her to be like, okay, no, I'm about to, you know, start coming for this man because I feel hurt. Sometimes how long they've been in a relationship, it doesn't really matter. It depends on how it ended is what can really take a woman to be like, you know what, I'm done. Because think about it. You've been dating somebody all these years or married or what have you, and all of a sudden you find out your wife's been sleeping with, like, six men behind your back. Not wishing that on you, just saying. Like, you're going to be pretty distraught.
Dang. You know, I'm going to be right at your front door. I'm going to call you as soon as it happens. Like, you did this. You jinxed me.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. I warned you. I'm just saying. Nobody, I don't know. I'm not going to claim that on Nas. I'm going to just let him be great. So, I don't know. We'll see. If something else comes up from another source, then we can talk about it. Other than that, So,
just
moving on. Find love. So, what's going on in the sports world, though?
Excuse me. Sorry. Well, as everyone thought, let me take a step back. The NBA playoffs has been popping. Well, actually, no, it hasn't. It's been L after L after L. Kawhi got hurt. Spurs playing like some dookie. They just got, you know, lost number L last night, but they didn't get beat as bad as game two and game one. Well, game two. But, you know, the Warriors up 3-0 now. And Pop said he got to figure it out. He got to figure out what to do. Then on the other side, you know, Cleveland was killing the Cavs. I'm sorry. Cleveland was killing the Celtics. And, you know, LeBron just played magnificent. He played like he just – he didn't play full. Like, he gave half his effort the way he looked. But he dropped 30-plus points, shooting so efficient, steals, assists, blocks. The whole team played as a whole. And he just felt like they could play better still. And they beat them, like, bad. Like, it was – whew. Mm. But the bad news for the Celtics was Isaiah Thomas is out the rest of the season. And they had a game today. So we're going to go fast forward to today.
I'm not going to lie. It's been exciting watching the game because of him. Like,
yeah, it sucked. So we all thinking, like, oh, the Celtics will get killed today. And Lizzie, they didn't. They won. They came together and won. Like, I'm shocked. Like, what?
Like, okay.
Yeah. Game.
I think that's all.
Yeah. His they won. One.
Like, let's stand together and let's do this. Not saying that he's not a crucial, you know, member to the team. But, you know, sometimes teams, they got to figure it out. When that player not there, what y'all about to do?
Well, I mean, yeah. So, Art stepped 7 points. And Avery Bradley, this man hit the game-winning shot with less than a second left. Game-winning three-pointer. Without the star, Isaiah Thomas. Like, I have to say it again. Without the star, Isaiah Thomas, who's out for the season with a hip injury that he hurt a while back, but, you know, he re-injured it. So he – and rather than, you know, to waste that whole season, it's the good player, best player over, you know, a game or two. They're probably not going to win this series. It's probably best for him just, you know, sit out the rest of the season, get surgery, rest, recuperate. So that's smarter Celtics, man. But the Celtics ain't going to win no more games. They won one game today, which probably was
good
luck.
You're so negative today. Dang.
No, I'm a realist. I'm going to be realist when it comes to this sports. No one – I expected them. My prediction was win one game anyway. They won that one game, and now they're going to take the rest of the L's. It's going to be Cleveland, the Warriors, finals. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
We'll hold you to that.
It's cool.
Hold me to bet me. You want to bet me money? You want to bet money against me against that?
I'm not a gambler, so.
All right. All righty then.
You're not a gambler either. So what are you talking about?
I went to the MGM on Christmas, sitting, and won $375. Shoot. Tell me I ain't no gambler. Look.
What else is going on?
Well, the NBA first team, second team, and third team selections have been announced. And Klay Thompson was left off the list. I mean, honestly, who do you put on the list? The first team had James Harden, LeBron, Russell, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis. Second team had Rudy Gobert, Stephen Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, Isaiah Thomas. Third team, Draymond Green, John Wall, Jimmy Butler, DeMar DeRozan, DeAndre Jordan. Like, who do you kick off for Klay Thompson? I mean, it's a tough decision right there.
Yeah.
Who you got, Lizzie? Who you kicking off? You got one person kick off.
Everybody. So, you know.
You got it.
Well, no. I'll let you answer first, and then I'll tell you.
What?
I said, I'll let you answer first, and then I'll tell you.
I mean, it's no one on there, but kick off maybe. Nah, because I was going to say Rudy Gobert, but he played so good this season. I mean, the people who didn't even make it was like Anthony Towns, Chris Paul, Marcus Saul, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George. And Paul George missed out on 300. He missed out on the max deal. Regardless, he missed out on the max deal. If he got on the first team, he would have got paid. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about super paid. But because he didn't make the first team, second team, or third team, he missed out on that max deal. But, I mean, Kyrie Irving, just some more players, man. So many players who didn't make it. Like, who do you kick off? This year, people were getting buckets. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just,
So I agree with you in your decision, because it's kind of like, yeah, you can have a good season this year, but then it's kind of like you want to look at overall performance, you know, like throughout the time. So I wouldn't just necessarily bank on him. So yeah, somebody gotta go. Sorry, maybe.
And then, the crazy thing was, only person who had unanimous votes, like 100% first team votes, was James Harden. How can you not vote LeBron James and Russell Westbrook all first team? Whoever didn't vote for them on first team, like, did you not see what they did this season? Do you not see what LeBron's doing this postseason? Do you not see what Russell did all season? Triple double? Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Sometimes I feel like they do it just to, like, get a reaction out of LeBron. Like, every time people doubt him, you know he's just going to come back, like, just not playing any game. So, it's cool. I'm not even worried about him. Trust me. He's going to be fine. Mm. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
It's going to be, but we already know. The playoffs, the finals, the conference finals has been slack. It's been boring because people have been getting swept. But hopefully this finals will come around. We'll see. The matchup we've been waiting for. Goliath for Goliath, because it ain't David. It's two powerhouses. It's two powerhouses coming back at each other. So we're gonna get with the matchup we want to see. And I will be watching to give y'all some updates. But us all I really have going on right now, other than, you know, a little bit of football stuff. Nothing crazy going on. But I'll keep y'all posted that during the actual football season coming around. And then baseball, but nothing really popping around that. Nothing relevant. So that's all we got for today in sports. So, Lindsay, can you give us some word, or you ain't got none today? You forgot.
First of all, I always got a word, so let's not do that.
Thank you. Let me put that mic down.
Try to play me like that. The word is always flowing in and out of me. Thank you. The word for today is from Proverbs 30, verse 5. And it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So food for thought, you know, when you have any doubts this week, or you're just worried about, you know, whether it's having faith in yourself and a project you got going on, or just making a certain decision in your life, because that seems to be coming up a lot lately with, like, a lot of my friends. You know, just put your trust in God. Every decision that happens and everything that, you know, happens in your life, you got to understand is already kind of destined for you. So don't stress. It's all for a greater purpose. Anything else you got for people, Terrence?
Nah. Just to take that advice for myself as well.
Terrence and Mary.
I ain't trying to be funny. Yeah, I was. It really was marinating right then. I had nothing to say. I was just trying to let it marinate and multitask and say something at the same time. It wasn't working out for you, boy. So.
Oh, my God. On that note, everybody enjoy your week. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, because we won't hear from y'all until that, honestly, maybe till that Tuesday, because I'm going to be out of town. I don't know what Terrence going to be doing, but I'm going to be out.
I'm in Toronto. I'm running through the six with my woes.
Running
through
the snakes with my... We got y'all. If you see Terrence in Toronto, run away.
Where you going? Where you going to? You out of town? I told where you going.
I don't drop my location. You see how that panned out for Kim K, so I'm just going to keep it to myself. But
don't nobody know you are.
Excuse me. All right. On that note, I'm your host, Lindsay Lynn.
I'll be your host, T. Y'all be blessed and have a safe Memorial Day weekend, because the cops will be on the roads. Don't speed and drink. Y'all be safe.
We out.
All right.